particularly in the writings of Paul, tell us very clearly that after the time period of cross, Israel are Abraham's children by faith. Israel becomes spiritual Israel or modern Israel. Now, recently I received an email, and it's a typical email on this subject. I hope I can articulate the question and the criticism so that you can understand it. But what was pointed out here in the email was that I bring out this rule that before the cross, prophecy is understood in its literal setting, after the cross in its spiritual setting, and yet AD 70, Jerusalem is literally destroyed. Literal Jerusalem is literally destroyed. This is after the time period of the cross. How can this be spiritual? And then there's some quotes where Sister White talks about the danger and fallacy of spiritualizing away literal truths. Well, I have found that those that that resist this rule of before the cross and after the cross many times, it appears from my personal experience, the majority of the time, that those people have preconceived positions about prophecy that finds them over and over again trying to seek for the literal identification of the symbols at the end of the world. And it appears that this email, this brother was trying to do that as well. But let me try to explain the answer to that. The literal fulfillment is not undermined by identifying the symbols in the prophecy in a symbolic way. And what I mean by that is Ellen White consistently, you'll never find Sister White identifying the passages of the Old Testament that she uses to describe the end of the world in a literal fashion. Here's what I mean by that. If she's going to pull a passage out of the Old Testament where it talks about Edom and Moab, and she applies it to the end of the world, she isn't putting an application on it where we look for literal Edomites and literal Moabites. She's taking the local families and geography of the Old Testament, and she applies it in a symbolic way. Now, as she takes the symbolic meaning of the geographical area or the tribes that are in the prophetic passage, and she takes those in a symbolic way, she describes a fulfillment of prophecy that takes place at the end of the world in a literal way. She doesn't spiritualize it away. She applies it in a literal way. Now, let me try to give you a couple examples.